Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the day's play here, AFL Nation from Marvel Stadium, wrapping up the Carlton win, a 19-point win for the Blues against the Giants, 17-15, 117 to 15-8-98. It's the fifth win of the season for Carlton. It's the first loss of the season for the GWS Giants. The Blues were trailing by 22 points in the second quarter, but turned it around. They had a run of seven goals in the second half to then end up leading by a game-high margin of 30 points and that final margin of 19 points to rouse a stirred crowd of 40,000 people at Marvel Stadium into raptures. And a big win for the Blues has again stamped their authority as one of the contenders early doors in the season after six rounds. The goal scorers today, Harry Mackay had three, Tom DeConing had three, Charlie Curnow had three. It was the big three-headed monster inside 50 for Carlton. Riccardi, Kelly and Hogan all had three goals apiece as well for the Giants. Patrick Cripps had 39 touches, Sam Walsh had 35 touches, George Hewitt had 31 touches, and Matthew Kennedy in game 100 had 27 touches and a goal for the Blues playing against his old team. Let's have a listen to the thoughts, firstly, of David Schwartz, who was our expert on the call at full time, and what he thought of the game.
What a day for the Blues. Have a listen to that roar around Marvel Stadium. Just over 40,000. The Blues made a little statement today. And it was on the back of a big third quarter when they broke the game open. 7-3 in that third quarter. Celebrations all round for Tobin Brothers Funeral, celebrating lives every day of the year. Our quick post-match before we take you to Saturday night footy. You pick tonight the Derby. West Coast breathing a bit of life into that matchup with their first win of the year last year. And Brisbane and Geelong going to be a cracker. AFL Nation, every game in 2024. Ox, just a couple of quick thoughts before we get into a few awards.
I thought the handball game of GWS set it up in the first half. They did really, you know, they just were able to blow through Carlton's defence. But then what Vossi did, he just made a couple of slight changes, got Curnow and Mackay down back. It just swung the momentum a little bit going into halftime. And then Carlton said, bugger it, let's go for it. Let's actually tackle, let's put some pressure on. They did. They worked hard up. They were contested bulls in there with Walsh and Cripps, and their clearance work was outstanding. They deserved the win. They're the real deal. And good luck to anybody who comes up against Carlton in that sort of mindset, because they will just about beat anyone in the competition.
Yeah, Patrick Cripps, 39 disposals today, 13 by foot, 26 by hand, 8 tackles, 13 clearances. Ox's vote's coming up very, very shortly. Walsh with the 35, Hewitt the 31, the big balls in the middle. The forever young player of the year, Ox. So we nominate a player over the age of 30. Tobin Brothers Funeral School celebrating lives every day of the year.
Two apologies, Tom Green and Lockie Whitfield from GWS. I thought they had good games, but... Now, these three boys from Carlton, they were the standout. Matt Kennedy in his 100th game, 27 touches, 11 contested, he kicked the goal, took six marks. I just thought body positioning was good. He did everything that you'd expect him to do. Walsh, two votes, outstanding, 35 touches.
Are you doing the votes?
Yeah.
Right.
Is that what you wanted?
No.
What'd you want?
No, I want the forever young player of the year for Tobin Brothers Funerals.
All right. Well, All right, let's go again. Sorry. And that's the problem. That was almost my report card. Easily distracted and doesn't listen.
Yes.
So let's give that to... look, Ollie Hollins. I reckon he's...
We're going to nominate a player over the age of 30, Ox.
You wanted a young player, didn't you?
No, it's a forever young.
Oh, we want an older player.
Never ageing. And just
all right, well, let's go to Callum Ward. He's over 40. Does that one count?
So does.
Callum Ward, I thought he had a pretty good game again today.
Yep. Who ran the most Ks? Have we got that? Kick back and relax with the adjustable bed.
I do.
From the Australian designed and owned OMF.
Lockie Whitfield, was it?
No, Jacob Weir got it for the Giants. Yeah, 15.8 kilometres. Cottrell, 15K. And Ollie Hollins, there you go, 14.8. He came third.
Bronze medal. I'm listening for this award, all right? I'm poised.
Ox, the Australian made smart play. It's important to buy Australian right now.
Smart play. There's a few. I tell you, I like Jesse Hogan's square up kick into Riccardi. as a forward, you know where you want the ball to go. Just a beautiful square up. He could have blasted, squared it up, and they got a goal out of it.
All the unfancy things he does. Tackles, little deflections.
One percenters.
He's a very smart player. There's no doubt about that, Jesse Hogan. Toughest of the day for Hard Yakka work with. Since 1930, there is nothing tougher.
Well, the contest down here where a free kick was given against Toby Green for that contest, that's what footy's about. They collided in the air. One's coming for the footy, the other one's coming to the footy. That's just play on. It was a tough contest, and unfortunately, umpire got that one wrong too.
The unmissable moment today for Drink Wise. You won't miss a moment if you drink Wise.
I like Timberberg's grab. There was a ripping grab towards the end.
Needed a little hanger, didn't we?
Yeah.
Unmissable, no doubt. But unfortunately, not in the winning side. The Bendix Brakes, a big moment. Put your foot down with confidence at Bendix Brakes. Oh. I mean, that purple patch in the third quarter,
it went Kerno, Mackay, yep. Mackay. Mm. That was the moment for me.
Yep, the foundations of Marvel Stadium were shaking in that little purple patch as the Blues went on an absolute tear and broke it open with several Bendix Brakes, big moments. Now, Ox, for those that missed it, let's get to your all-important votes for the AFL Nation Player of the Year for the TR Group, Commercial Truck and Trailer Rentals and Lease.
Am I giving votes now?
You are.
All right. One vote to Matt Kennedy. Surprise, surprise. 27-11, one goal at 6 marks. Thought he was outstanding. Apologies to Tom Green and to Lockie Whitfield, who just missed out. Sam Walsh, he had 35 touches. He had 4 tackles. He had 11 contested possessions and was outstanding. He had, I don't know, let's make it up, 12 tackle breaks. I don't know, but it was a lot. Patrick Cripps, 3 votes. Captain's game, 39 touches. 24 of those were contested. He broke 27 tackles. He made 8 tackles himself. If it wasn't, some would have suspected he had his own footy out there at times because he was the standout player of the afternoon.
Those are the thoughts of David Schwartz on AFL Nation. And as we leave you for this edition of the Day's Play, let's have a listen to the game itself, the highlights of the encounter from Marvel Stadium, and just how Carlton came back to beat the Giants. Thomas, long kick down the wing, has Callum Brown all by himself at the front edge of the square. Couldn't take the mark, but did well. Second effort, he slapped it inside 50. He's in a paddock of space. Handballs forward towards Hogan, who will poke it towards goal.
Gee, that's a good goal.
They just squeezed it in. Cal Brown's handball was just slightly offline, but Hogan made it work.
Trying to flick it back to Akers. It worked back to go forward. Walsh does a 360 turn.
Then lowers
the eyes. What a hit. What a kick inside 50 to Durden. Beautiful ball used from Sam Walsh for the Blues, fifth, directly in front, 35 metres out. Umpire just arches the back, sails right over his cap, and that's our man Davey Roden down there. You can't wipe the smile off his face. Thomas gets busy at ground level, flicks a really good handball across. Ware gets involved. Daniels now to Kelly on the trusty left. He's trying to bring it back, and he does. Effectively, they flipped it around the Giants. They take back the lead, GWS.
Haven't scored a goal in this quarter, the Blues, and we are deep into time on. 25 and a half minutes played. They need a circuit breaker. Ollie Hollins with a set shot from right half forward. Made it look easy. And the Blues desperately needed that.
Kennedy on a nice lead. Now the inside 50 kick for the Blues. Kerno territory coming through. Himmelberg did nicely. Spilt it to Conning. Threw it on his boot. It's a high ball. It's a straight ball. And a bit of momentum swings back to the Blues. He's second. Giants looking to remain undefeated. Daniel scattered the pack, trying to keep his feet. Gave it to Kelly. Outside of his boot. The banana. That'll silence the Blues army. The Giants just keep a little bit of separation. Himmelberg, he's taken down in the tackle. Walsh, Cottrell on the burst. Kerno, can they get it over the back to Charlie? He'll mark it. It's a beautifully weighted ball. And he'll line up directly in front. He'll hook it across his body. Keeps it low. He will kick the goal. That's the end result. The all-important goal for Carlton. They're back within 2 points. 3 goals for Harry Mackay. He's just going to put it to the top of the square for the high flyers. There might be one over the back. Kennedy for the soccer goal. Coffin shut. And the Blues are marching to victory under the roof on a big Saturday of footy.
Final siren from Marvel Stadium. It's the old dark navy Blues who have calmed the orange tsunami. Buckley got a goal at the end. But it's the Blues who win big here at Marvel.
We are the navy Blues. end up, we'll keep our end up, and they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
That's it for the day's play today from Marvel Stadium. The Blues 117 to the Giants 98, a 19-point win for Carlton. Make sure to tune in every game of the season through season 2024 on AFL Nation as we broadcast the AFL home and away season and, of course, the finals all the way to the very last day of the season with the best commentary team in Australia. And you can listen to us by syncing us up to your TV using SEN Sync on the SEN app. The best way to watch footy at home is with the AFL Nation commentary team using SEN Sync. See you next time at the footy.